And so it's against...
Huh? And?
Meat eating. And gambling. By bhajana kriya, one attains freedom from the contamination of materialistic life. He no longer goes to a restaurant or hotel to taste so-called palatable dishes.
But we see now, in hidden way, they go to restaurant and they do so many bad things. We should be satisfied by Mahaprasad Mandir.
Nor does he care to smoke or drink tea or coffee. He not only refrains from illicit sex, but avoids sex life entirely. Nor is he interested in wasting his time in speculating or gambling. In this way, it is to be understood that one is becoming cleansed of unwanted things, anartha nivritti. The word anartha refers to unwanted things.
Know at first what is sadhana, what is our object. First our object, then sadhana bhakti. We should know all these things. What is bhav, what is prem. Then you can do anything for attaining bhav, then that will be sadhana. And if you want to attain prem from the stage of bhav, then it will be bhav bhakti, otherwise not. So we will have to know all these things. Whole life, sadhana bhakti, and not that sadhana bhakti is real, not for done for bhakti, sadhana bhav bhakti, then it must be not sarup siddha bhakti. It will be in the category of arup siddha or
sangha,
contaminated with karma and jnana and yoga, tapasya and all other things, not pure. If you are not going to a high stage of Vaishnava, how we can know all these things and how we can enter in practicing? So he is called then bhav.
The preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus the conditioned soul becomes free from material existence and loses interest in the bodily conception of life, including material opulence, material knowledge, and material attraction of all variety. At such a time, one can understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what his Maya is. Although Maya may be present, it cannot disturb a devotee once he attains the bhava stage.
Maya cannot touch that devotee. Sometimes an occasion can come that he should be angry, but he will not be angry. There are some symptoms of bhav, where whether really you have attained bhav or not. That sloka is shantir abhyaktakalattam virakti manasunyata asabandha samutkanta namgane sadaruchi asakti tadgunakhyane priti tadvasatyasthale ityadi bhava subjat bhavankurijan. If there is bhav, there are some symptoms. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, there are some systems. If Krishna prem is there, there are some
symptoms.
We will know all these by all these symptoms. What are the systems? You will have to go to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and you will have to see. And or to hear from any bona fide Vaishnava. No, there is no way. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Law matra sadhu sanghe sarva siddhya. Even a very, very
short time
will change your whole life. So,
Maya cannot disturb a devotee when he attains
Maya the cannot state. Touch it. Abhyakta kalottam, virakti, manush, on occasion may come that you be angry, but he will not be angry. It may be sometimes that you are disturbed so much by worldly things, but totally will not be disturbed at all. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he was just standing one day, doing like this, but death was coming, and seeing he was so frightened. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, we can see all these things. Go on.
This is because the devotee can see the real position of Maya. Maya means forgetfulness of Krishna. And forgetfulness of Krishna and Krishna consciousness stand side by side like light and shadow. If one remains in shadow, he cannot enjoy the facilities offered by light. And if one remains in light,
Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of the external energy, will immediately vanish.
Actually, I was reading and giving class of this book, The Nature of Instructions, only for the 8th slok. My main purpose was to give an idea, outline of this slok. The purpose of all kinds of teachings. Here teaching means the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. If you are following this, to follow this slok, 7 kinds of slokas has been explained there. Only to realize this slok. So, tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smityo krameena rasana manasi niyojya tisthana praje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nae dakhilami ityupadeshasar. Rupa Goswami is telling and now telling the sum and substance of all upadeshas taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this slok, following, you can attend easily Krishna prema, which is our life of, goal of our life, object of our life. So he is telling, tannama rupa charitadi. I read the translation.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
We will explain it. I want to read one stanza, 75, in the transcendental realm. Because today, in evening, so many persons will go. So I want to touch that thing, mood. In transcendental realm of Braja.
In the transcendental realm of Braja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates.
Mm.
And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps.
Mm.
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God-realization, when one is a siddha purusha, or a spiritually perfect soul.
Swamiji is quoting here one shloka of Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu for this shloka. And the shloka is that seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena cha atrahi tad bhava lipsuna karya braja lokanusarata. The meaning is so deep but vivid that Rupa Goswami is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, then you should have a sadhana like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. What is that sadhana? What is the process? He is telling. Seva sadhak rupena. You should serve like sadhak and also like siddha. Like we are giving an example. Rupa and Sanatana are all six Goswami and all Acharya, especially Rupa Raghunath. No? How they are serving? Sankhyapurvaka nama gannati bhi kala prasani kritau nidrahar vihara kadi vijitau chatanta dinau chile Radha Krishna gunasmate madhurimandena sammohitau vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugau Sri Jiva Gopalakau. Swamiji always used to recite this song with tears in his eyes, very, very honorably, with deep love and affection. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gannativi, this is sadhana. Of what thing? To attain bhav. Sankhya Purvaka. Not less than 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs. All the associates like Rupa Raghunath were doing always daily. Sankhya Purvaka Nam. Gan. What gan? Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Again, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govindamo Dharmadhave Namami Nandanandanam Namami Nandanandanam Namami Nandanandanam Namami Nandanandanam. Like this, 2, 3, 4 hours observed Sankhyapurvaka Nam Gan Vandana. Bhajami Radham Arabinda Netram Smarabhi Radham Anusmitasyam Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamannasti Gatir Nakar. Always I am doing bhajan. My doing bhajan of Radhika. Always, always
but
remembering Radhika lotus feet. From mouth uttering Radhe Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Why? Srimati Radhika is unlimited merciful, more than Krishna. Tavai vashmi, tavai vashmi. Like this, so bandana always. After that, doing pranam. Ashtang pranam. Shastang pranam. Shastang pranam, you know? Desh. Hands two folding.
Like a rod.
And heart. Inner heart. By speech. Telling Hare Krishna, and doing like this. These eight things should be there. Then Ashtang Pranam. To whom? Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Shyamasundar, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Madhav, Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha Bank Bihari Ji, Radha Vallabha, Radha Girdhar, so, and the places of past times. With Nand Baba Maharaj ki jai ho, Nand Baba ki jai ho, Yashoda Maiya ki jai ho, Krishna Kanaiya ki jai ho, Dau Bhaiya ki jai ho, Roni Maiya ki jai ho, Rasili Rasoiya ki jai ho, and all these things. So Barsana meant Barsana ki jai ho, Vrishbhanu Baba ki jai ho, Kritika Maiya ki, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai ho, Ladini Mahabhav Sarupa Mam Aradhya Srimati Radhika Ji ki jai ho, Jai ho Anang Manjari ki jai ho, Jai ho to all the places there. To Vrindavan, Nidhavan, Bansivat, Keshi Ghat, Dhir Samir, Seva Kunja, doing pranam. To Bhandirvan, where Radhika was married to Krishna. So Radhika and Krishna are playing on things, to death places, to Jamuna, to Giriraj Govardhan, to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, lakhs like this. 4 hours.
24 hours.
No, 4 hours. 24 hours. If you will there, then they will remember and they will fell faint. And they will roll down. Always, Ha Radhe. Hey Radhe, Braj Devi ke chalalite, Hey Nand Suno Kuta. श्री कल्पपादपतले कालिंदी बन्ने कुत घोषंतावित सर्वतो खेदई महा सो दिस इज कॉल्ड साधन So these are outer sadhana, not inner. Inner sadhana is more developed. Always sinking, playing in the webs of Radha and Krishna love, in the ocean of prema, unlimited ocean. This is sadhana. And internally where? Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Raghunath Das Goswami is Pratima. They are serving always Radha Krishna conjugal. Finish sometimes. Sometimes messaging Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Krishna is telling, come on, and these are saying, no, we will not come. They are hiding on the back of Srimati Radhika. This is service doing. Sometimes battle not. What service is more? Raghunath Das Goswami has told in his Stavavali, he has told Paniyam Tambularpan Padamardan Payodana Visharadivi Vindaran Maheshwarin Tosayanti Priya Pran Preshakhi Kulad Pikida Sanko Chita Bhumika Keli Bhumi Surup Manjari Mukhatad Dasga Dindasa. So he is telling, Siddha Rupena, this is Siddha Rupena, and Sadhak Rupena, what I told, Sankhya Purvak Nam Ganatvi, they is all. Always in 24 hours, waiting bitterly, rolling down on the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, sometimes in Vrindavan, Seva Kund, Bansibat here, on the bank of Yamuna, like these are sadhana. Only not that we should give books and 75% keep in our pocket. In beginning, Swamiji told like all these things. Without this, we cannot go up. But forever, we will do only this and not coming in this line. That is why he sent me, he told me that, go and help devotees. Otherwise, they will dry and give up this Krishna consciousness and they are going here and there. If anyone will not taste and advance, how can they be stay in this movement? If river is not flowing and water is stopped, then it will be rotten. And after that, it will dry. So bhakti is like a
current.
Or bhakti will surely go up, 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 up. And if it is not going by these ways, that he has told you. So we should try to realize all these things and do bhajan like this. I've given only a test, very little, otherwise they will tell Narayan Maharaj is Sahajya and he is telling all these things. Flatly they will tell. I think that up till now, in 7-8 days, I'm giving the Srimad Bhagavatam, what I have told. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj, Ajamil, Nishing Bhagwan and all others. Prabhringni. But if I am not touching Braja Leela, then it is all bogus. All bogus. So I should touch something and give you some test that you should not fall down. Otherwise you will fall down. Gradually. But today is finished. I have given only very touch, finish. You should be have a very little, what?
Greed.
Greed for this. And if you have greed, then I will give so much. Gaur Pramanande. Yes. Why weeping? Yes. No. Namami Nandanam.
Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam,
I forgot to tell one thing. Swamiji has written that even in the stage of bondage. What is the meaning? What he wants to tell? In the stage of bondage, man, if you are?
Condition stage.
So you should hear. What? Damodar Leela we must hear. How Krishna took birth in both places in Mathura and also in Hideway to Gokul. How he was? He tested Vatsalya Ras and other things. So we will hear it in bondage stage. We will be liberated, then we will be qualified, this is wrong and totally false. So now this will go on. I will explain it in tomorrow.
Namami Nandanam. Shri Veda Parateshwari Pramana Shasmaneshwari Prameshwari Chameshwari Pramana Kananeshwari Vajeshwari Vajarite Shirarite Namostate
Pramana. Yes. We will again meet in evening at about 5:30. The nectar of instruction. We have finished our 7th sloka. I have given something outline of 8th sloka. But I want that again I should begin from beginning. Don't cut. Who is going cut?
Because
this is the sum and substance and essence of all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. For what thing? How we should cultivate our activities for the pleasure of Krishna and how we can advance. He has first told that we have not come only to be in the Kanishta Adhikar for always. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. What we were doing for 25 years before, same thing now, same mood. We should not stop in the same. We'll have to develop our Krishna consciousness. For this he is telling. At first when we came and joined this Krishna consciousness, we are chanting Hari name. And even today we are chanting. But not same thing. Like geometry first and for PhD. Let A, B, C be a triangle. That first and the last in PhD classes, ABCD are not same thing. So, when we were chanting first, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and now after 20 years, same thing? No. Our chanting will be so much developed. Our mood will be developed. How we can develop? Srila Rupa Goswami is telling. He has told 7 slokas. Now he is coming internally and he is saying, Tannam Rupa. You should read the translation first, then we will explain.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes.
Why? 24 hours, why? Why 24 hours? You'll have to do something for life maintaining. We'll have to take some sleep. We'll have to do for our families, our children. Why he is telling? How you can reconcile all these things? You'll have to reconcile. This is the difference between first chanting Hare Krishna and
now this.